Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Well, I don't mind if I do. Now, my guest this evening is, we've already met him. His name is Michael. Michael, how are you?
Yeah, all right.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
Wonderful. In a slightly unusual move, we've had to do a slightly on-the-fly. Now, you were concerned that your initial project, top 10 project, was going to break down, weren't you?
I don't know why. Just a feeling.
I mean, I think I know why, because it happened.
Premonition.
Premonitions.
I got ESP.
psychic powers are real. You heard it here first, kids. It's MK Ultra happening on 95 VFM. Okay, so I would quite like to hear what the original top 10 was going to... Do you want to do like a quick run through of your original top 10? So the topic was going to be what?
Well, so we've already heard about the Casio Tonebank MA120.
A classic of its variety.
Pulse code modulation.
Love pulse code modulation.
And so
gotta encode those samples somehow.
I've always said that. So I was gonna line up my favorite tones, but that would have been too easy.
That's child's play, that is.
And I was gonna line up my favorite beat, also too easy.
Yeah, anyone could do that. Anyone could look at the tone bank for 5 seconds and do that.
And then I just say it's laser beam.
Laser beam, funk 1 through 8.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Yeah.
No, I was going to... favorite tone and beat that shared the same number on the Casio tone bank MA120.
Which is... It's like running with weights on. I feel like it's an incredible project you undertook. And can you just give me a quick rundown of what these things would have been? Just so, even if from only the names, the listeners can get a taste of what could have been in the great lost 95 BFM Small Top 10.
They'll be talking about it for years. I'll give you 5, because otherwise it's going to... Or do you want all 10?
Give me 5 and we'll get the other 5 after the break.
Oh, all right. Yeah, this is the low 5. Number 10 was going to be 0000, Brass Ensemble Rock 1.
00 is Brass Ensemble?
Rock 1.
Rock 1, okay, I would have expected a piano. Rock
no,
1 is fine.
I don't know, yeah, keyboards don't come up until the 40s. Number 9. You were going to hear, really, 16 beat 1.
Okay.
Paired with the Samba Whistle.
That sounds deeply unpleasant. Okay, continue. Number 8.
Number 8 is actually 11, whistle, and 16 beat 2. 16 beat 2 beats out 16 beat 1 solely on its fill-in.
I'm really seeing what could have been. Okay, what's next?
Number 34.
Which is?
Cello.
Okay.
And funk 5.
A cello funk, not something I've come across. All right, and what's number? Are we up to 6 now?
Yeah, number 6. You would have heard number 20, Warm Strings, paired with 70s disco.
Now that is a classic.
That's a match made in
heaven.
That's
an absolutely powerful combo. Okay, well,
you don't get to hear any of them.
I'm crying because I would have loved this. I was very excited, but we do have an excellent top 10 in its place. What are you talking about tonight, Michael?
This is the top 10 people that I have been shouted at. Oh, someone has said or shouted, hey, you look like XY.
So it's a case of mistaken identity here on the 95 BFM Small Top 10 this evening. Number 10.
Well, 10. I got 8 quite easily, and 9 and 10 were quite hard, so I've been taking celebrity lookalike quizzes.
Okay.
Should I tell them what I look like now?
So, I'll describe you, because you're in front of me. I've got a more objective view, hopefully.
But can you describe me through time as well? Because this is a thing. You've known me for a while now.
Yes. So, Michael has always been a rather tall... Well, always. Since he was a teenager, been a kind of a tall... Thin gentleman, pointy nose,
very
stunning blue eyes, big nerd's glasses, like a big silly dingus nerd.
Factual.
And, yep, and he used to have a big fluffy mop of hair like a teenage metal fan. And then he had a kind
because of... Because I was a teenage metal fan.
Then he had a little puff on top like the band Pop Strangers. Or maybe Jesus and Mary Chain, depending on how old you are. And... Or I guess what you're into. And then now it's just kind of like a short crop.
Thinning.
Slightly thinning. And you've got kind of a little bit of a stubble look going on these days as well. Very masculine.
The stubble is because... I haven't shaved, mostly because...
Yeah, that's how that works.
No, it's because I don't have very good memory at the moment.
Are you okay, Michael?
In 1 week and 2 days' time, I will be submitting my thesis for my doctorate. And so, no, I find it hard to do a lot of things.
Yeah, you seem pretty out of it. Let's get your number 10.
Number 10. Hot off the press, it's Robert Downey Jr.
Now, you don't look anything like Robert Downey Jr., apart from maybe the stubble.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even a question that I got asked. I think it was just because I had brown hair, mainly.
Yeah, you're a white guy with brown hair.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Hopefully you don't share any of his struggles.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. I don't remember the last time you saved the world. All right, number 9. Oh, I don't need to announce these.
9.
9, also hot off the which celebrity do I look like test.
Is that a quiz or is it like a photo processing
this one was
app?
This one was a quiz. I didn't download an app. This one comes from the website. Hold on one second. Quiblo.com.
Oh, Quiblo. I know it well.
Yeah. My result... Miley Cyrus. Miley is on the tall side, she is skinny and doesn't have much of a figure, but it's nice. She has light brown hair with natural highlights in them. She has light blue, yes, kind of sea blue green. She is beautiful.
She is beautiful. You know what? Honestly, you look more like Miley Cyrus than Robert Downey Jr.
I'll take that.
Except, I mean... No, yeah, I think that's fairly accurate. She's got huge eyes.
You've got huge glasses.
You've got kind of big glasses, but kind of small, squinty eyes.
The squintiest.
Like a little, kind of like a...
All right, Chuck. who's that? Who's this, you know...
The small eyes celebrity?
Yeah, you know, this very squinty. He's in that movie
that
I walked out of because I hated it so much.
Owen Wilson.
No. I hate a lot of movies at the moment.
Oh my goodness.
What's the one where it's about boats? And there's a party.
I really don't know. James Franco. Wall Street.
James Franco.
Okay.
Put him on 11. Just for the squinting.
8.
There's another quiz, but it's I'm an elk.
Is that for real? Your number 8 is elk?
Yeah.
I mean, so far out of the quizzes, Miley Cyrus is the most accurate result, and that is saying something.
Yeah, well, we're out of quizzes now, so it's fine.
Okay.
We're up to 7.
I mean, what makes you... Was it a... What animal do you look like?
No, what... Just like... Your vibe as an animal, I guess. I don't know. It's been a rush of a night.
Okay, and so...
I've got a big nose. Elk to the big nose.
I mean... I can picture you with antlers. I've seen you wear like brown suede before.
It's all
coming together. I'm just picturing you by a burbling mountain stream now. Well, number 8 was certainly out of the blue. I'm excited to find out what number 7 could be.
7.
Number 7 is one that hasn't happened in a couple of years, but did happen for a while.
Okay.
Auckland centric.
Yep.
Paul Brown.
Paul Brown. Now, Paul Brown, for those of you listeners who are unaware, is a popular Auckland bass player who's played in such groups as the Pleasure Magenta, Civil Union, Trust Punks, number of bands. Now, you don't look at all like Paul Brown.
But
you are very tall.
I'm tall. I have glasses.
And brown hair.
And
you're white.
And I play the bass.
And you also play the bass.
So, look, there you go. There's Paul Brown in a nutshell.
It's starting to make me think that there are like very there are like some quite specific things that people go off when they're like See, I feel like I remember faces.
Mm.
But this does not seem to be the case.
Well, you're up to number... This is 7 out of 10.
All right. Shall we do number 6?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
6.
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano! Now, here is a person who you actually kind of looked like at one point in your life.
And see, that was fine. It was just after...
Little Miss Sunshine had just come. Picture this, listeners. Little Miss Sunshine, the beloved indie film, had just come out. Paul Dano was at the height of his powers. That seems bad to
say. Imagine a world before Little Miss Sunshine.
There was no Paul Dano.
There was no Paul Dano.
Is he still doing stuff?
Last I saw, he was in a creepy movie and he was a terrifying man, and I did not want to be associated with him anymore.
I liked him more when he was sad Nietzsche teen. Which, looking back, if that movie had been made now, that character would be much more sinister.
Yeah, but it was just... There wasn't.
It was a simpler time.
I was going to say that, and then I stopped myself because it was...
I mean, I think it... Yeah, it was a simpler time where being obsessed with Nietzsche and joining the military...
Was fine,
apparently.
It was
kind
cute,
of lovable
endearing.
And sweet. It was like, oh, you little goofy boy. Teenage boys weren't doing anything wrong, apart from, you know, the normal things teenage boys do wrong. Anyway, so has that stopped now?
Well...
Do you think you stopped looking like Paul Dano, or do you think people just don't know who he is anymore?
Yes, all of them.
Okay.
I also... People haven't shouted that much at me recently.
Least shouting, generally, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we play a song, Michael?
Yeah.
All right. Here's your number 6 tonight.
Number 6.
It's Cleophas and Lightskin John with D-Lo. It's 95 BFM.
What's good, 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 and how you been? What's the haps, where you at, what you seen? What's the rap, what's the word, what's the D? Yo, I'm getting green, man, I'm all about the cream. I've been hustling like a fiend, trying to get mines. 9 to 5 on the job for the big signs. Big dollar, big grind, hard time I've been through. And I ain't trying to go back, believe that. Yeah, I feel you, man, it's where we live in, cutthroat. It be like trying to stay afloat up in a leaky boat. Shit, I've been going through the same thing, trying to stack my papers, but my paycheck show ain't fat. Hey, what about that rap money? Shit, ain't that funny, it's all an act, homie. Most these cats baloney, ain't got no cheese. For real, the reality's a bitch and she wanna fuck me, bro. Shit, it ain't no joke. See, yesterday I got told, the day before I got jacked for the rent. All of my money well spent on some bullshit. Said he trying to pull it together, but whatever, man. What's good, 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 at how you been? What's the hats, where you at, what you seen?
Thank you. You're back on the 95BFM Small Top 10 with me, Amelia. I'm joined by my guest this evening, Michael. So, Michael, you were going to do a Small Top 10 about Casios.
Is this jazz?
Yep. It's jazz.
Nice.
It's Caltiada, if you must know. So, astute listeners may have noticed that the song that plays in the middle of the Small Top 10 is generally related to the topic of the Top 10, because I know in advance, obviously. So that song was Toby Take a Bow by Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone, which now, stripped of what was to be its context, just reminds me of being a really sad, like, 17-year-old.
Yeah.
A simpler time. Slightly more complicated time for me, actually. Before that, we had your number 6, Cleophas and Lightskin John with D-Lo. So, I want you to quickly run through what your top 5 of the Casios were going to be. Then we're going to get into what the real small top 10 is, which is Mistaken Identity. We've had an elk so far.
65. A combination of Big Band 2 and Synth Reed.
That's a classy synth jazz ensemble there.
That's why I asked, is this jazz?
Setting it up, number 4.
75. This one's going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
It is The Plunk Extend.
Oh, yeah.
Combined with Big Wing. Which I earlier had to say that I did not like, so as to throw Amelia off the trail.
Michael was trying to throw me off the set because I was like, wow, well, definitely Begin and Plunk Extend is going to be on there. That's an iconic. Kizzy, you've joined the room. We can't get the keyboard to work, so there's another small top 10, but we're just going over what could have been. It's a kind of a small top 10 within the small top 10, which is what I always wanted this to be.
Well, I heard Casio in the other room and I ran in.
Well, you can help judge these combos.
Last 3.
Okay, what's number 3?
28.
28.
There is a combination of Technopop 1.
Hot, very strong.
With metal guitar.
Oh, that's nasty. That's like some Enter Shikari stuff.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Filthy. Okay, number 2.
80.
All right.
This one almost could have been number 1. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
This is a combination of Reggae 1.
Hot, very strong drum beat.
With Airplane. Now, I know that Airplane sounds like a novelty choice, but it's actually, no, it starts off as a solid note.
Yeah.
And then if you hold it down long enough, it goes.
It Dopplers away, doesn't it?
No, it just ramps up in pitch. And so what you've got now is you've got Reggae 1 providing a nice backdrop and an Airplane ramping up in pitch. It's starts to get very tense very quick.
Oh, I love that. All right, give us your number 1.
Number 1, 72. I feel like I'm announcing.
It's like bingo.
No, not bingo. The other one with the balls.
Kino.
Kino. Daily Kino.
All right. 72. Bossa Nova 1 with.
Of course.
Wow voice.
I picked this, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I tried to throw you.
Wow. What? Can you give us an impression of wow voice?
Wow.
Awesome.
Something like that.
Okay, we should get back to the real small top 10. Before that, we've had a stream of information in it about Paul Dano. He played Brian Wilson in a film, which I actually saw and I thought he was pretty good. Apparently, he directed his own film with his wife, Zoe Kazan. Interesting.
They have a small
No information
baby.
On what that film is or if it's good or anything, but he did it.
Mm.
You know, directed a film. You ever directed a film, Kidia?
Not a feature.
Oh,
but
useless!
I've been
film
in
film of sorts.
I've been in a film.
You people are terrible. All right, number 5.
Number 5. Jesse Eisenberg, specifically as Mr. Facebook. What's his name?
Yes. Okay.
His name?
Mr. Mark.
Now,
Zuckerman.
I'm glad. Apart from the moment where you had elk above Miley Cyrus, which is just objectively not how the order should go.
It's close.
You do look like Jesse Eisenberg from the movie the Social Network, right?
Yeah, socially networked.
But basically, it's like any tall white guy.
Yeah. So this is. I was actually at a concert recently.
Okay. And so it was like, oh my god, it's Jesse Eisenberg.
No, the other way around. I was looking around and I thought any one of these people could be me.
See, I never, I, So I've been mistaken for two people, or rather one of them was mistaken for me. The local musician did Little Penny. People always see photographs of her and think it's a photograph of me and go, have you started a new musical project? And also, one time someone thought I was just a different trans person. They came up to me and they were like, oh, hey, you're in my you're in my WoW group. And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, it must have been a different, oh, nothing. And then they were all leave. Oh,
so it was at a WoW group.
Yeah.
Like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That's good.
They were just like, oh, hey, it's you. And I'm like, I'm not me. What? But I very seldom get mistaken for people. I guess I've got a look.
I don't get mistaken for anyone. Sometimes I get mistaken for myself sometimes.
We're iconic, I think. Unlike you, Michael. Come on, number one. Should we do number four?
Yes.
Four.
Sorry, I just got a text saying, does Amelia know that it's me? Yes, of course I know that it's you. Number four.
An entomologist.
What? An entomologist. Okay, now for context, you said you were studying... Sorry, you're a PhD candidate. That's the correct terminology, right? The nomenclature. But you're not an entomologist.
No.
That's the bugs one, right?
Yeah, the bugs.
You're like a deep cell person.
Yeah.
Proteins and shit.
Yeah,
Are you deep in those cells?
I've got massive protein gains.
Oh my goodness. Please tell me more about being mistaken for an entomologist.
It's the combination of, and this is the truth, it's the combination of a short sleeve shirt, a couple of buttons undone, a pair of shorts, and some boots. Just like a pair of everyday boots, and that'll get you labelled an entomologist.
I was hoping you'd
just... That's really solid. You know, it's actually true. The people who I know who work within the natural sciences...
Short sleeve shirt, couple of buttons undone.
Yeah, so that's like the male uniform is like short sleeve shirt, and then the female uniform is like a dress that has some kind of nature print on it.
Mm.
It's very... I love it. It makes people easy to like spot. Except how did you... What, shouldn't you be wearing something else then as a biomedical scientist?
Mad gains is what I'm
okay, mad gains.
You just the bug profession. What's it called again?
Entomology.
It's a very similar description to the bug catchers on Pokemon.
They do not. They've got a short shirt. They got a hat on.
I swear to God, they got
a
little button
shorts.
Up.
They're so comfy. But
they got I think they got little jandals on.
That's a junior for sure.
I'm so sorry. All right. How often does this happen?
Entomology.
Yeah.
That one is quite a lot, actually. Just because I'm in the same building as real scientists. I always feel like I've done the wrong one whenever I talk to anyone else. They're always like, I saved a bird on the weekend. And I say, I didn't do that.
And you're like, oh, I stimulated a cell.
Oh, yeah, but I've been out of the lab for a while now.
Okay, all right.
Three.
Harking back to your earlier description of me, this is when I had more hair than I have now, and it was curlier than it is now.
Okay.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Ooh. I remember this.
But I got it a lot.
You know, can I tell you something, Michael, that I don't know if I've ever told you before?
I don't look like Napoleon Dynamite.
You actually do look like Napoleon Dynamite.
I at the moment, I feel like I'm looking a bit more like Cap.
Okay, these days, yeah, you look a bit more like Kip. If you got a little moustache going and wore some kind of, like, walk shorts. Oh, you do wear the walk shorts. Yeah, Kip. But when people said that you looked like Napoleon Dynamite, you did.
That's shocking. I'm astounded.
Are you?
No. I don't know. I lack objectivity on my own look.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you lacked object permanence, and I was like, oh, things are getting really dire.
Very small baby here. I'm surprised when either anyone does that bloody peekaboo, fucks me up.
All right.
Two.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my own mum.
Oh, yeah.
Sally Guralger.
Sally Guralger.
I'd look a lot like my own mum.
You do look a lot like your own mum.
I don't think I've ever met Sally.
She's really lovely.
She's a lot like me.
Maybe we should have played a Sparks song.
As I've heard, very much like you.
Yeah. Yes.
In what way?
She's just also got glasses.
Similar face shape.
Yeah, so
like bone structure.
I think face shape's a big one.
I think that in
well, that's what I thought. But all of these people who Michael's getting recognised, they're just tall
and glasses and brown hair.
Yeah.
So in my family, I think there's a trend for people to look quite similar, which maybe doesn't come through with
a
my
trend.
Siblings, but my like for instance,
hey Michael. You're a biomedical scientist. You know that family resemblance is not a trend, right?
Well, look, okay. My dad and his brother.
Yeah.
Look so similar that one of them has to have a beard at all times because otherwise they get mistaken for each other. So I think I've got that same thing with my mum. I used to straighten my hair because I was cool and badass and also to differentiate myself from my mum.
That's big and powerful. All right, before we do number one, we're going to have a recap of the top 10 so far.
Yes.
And I also want to know if you have anything to plug, Michael.
Oh, no.
No?
Do you unplug some protein gang?
Oh, my God, we were all in a band.
Hi.
It only just struck me like 1 second ago. That's really odd.
Buy our merch.
I would like to plug.
Oh yeah, you can have some of our merch for free if you want.
Hey, I'm gonna plug. I don't know what have they done.
You can go to polyester.bandcamp.com.
The real polyester.bandcamp.com,
and you can listen to the album that Michael played the bass on.
I've got an accordion in my room.
Oh my goodness. So please do a recap right now. What was number 10?
Robert Downey Jr.
Number 9.
Miley Cyrus.
Number 8.
An elk.
Ah! Number 7.
Paul Brown.
Number 6.
Paul Dano.
Number 5.
G.C. Eisenberg as Mr. Facebook.
4.
An entomologist.
3.
Napoleon Dynamite.
2.
My own mum.
If this isn't who I think it is, I'm going to be very upset, but go ahead.
I don't know. Wait, can we just hear who Kittia thinks it is first?
All right.
I get it. Well, I don't know. Maybe not in terms of looks, but I get a very strong personality buzz from Michael Cera.
Oh, fuck. That was supposed to be on the list.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Okay, hold on. We'll just swap out. We're going to swap out, I don't know. Swap out.
Because, I mean, you
Robert Downey Jr. for Michael Cera, for sure.
Because, I mean,
okay,
maybe.
Let's rank on this list.
Maybe not similar in looks, but the vibe is there.
Same name.
Same name.
Bloody name.
Same name. That's what the band Same Name Confusion is named after.
Oh, Michael Cera.
Michael Cera and Michael Garelda. Okay, what is your real number one?
Can I see a scene?
I would love. Do you want me to turn the music down so it's just a bit intimate?
Yeah, you want to do a seagull squawk or something?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're on waves then. It's summer. The year is give or take 2013.
Come back, you mongrel!
And a band from, I'm pretty sure, The Shore is storming the New Zealand charts. And during that summer, I got a lot of... Oh, fuck, is that guy from Midnight Youth?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Their song came on in the supermarket the other day, and I had not thought about them since they played at Auckland University, where we are right now, for orientation, the year that we started, you and I started university. It's been a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
Have they done a song called, like, The Letter?
Yes.
The Letter? Okay, yep. I know who, I instantly...
The same one that I knew.
I instantly knew who you were talking about. The singer, right? Singer guy?
Now. Yeah.
Singer guy.
Yeah, yeah. You look,
he's
like
much,
him.
Much shorter in real life.
You know, yes, I love that. No one who really knew him would ever mistake you for him.
Do you know his name?
Because he's so short.
We can find out thanks to the internet.
Let's play your song and we can let the people know it's today.
Oh,
what song have you picked, Michael, to represent your list?
Well, you know, I I picked a song and then I've thought about it and there's another song that it could have been, but we're not going for
okay.
it. But I could have picked that one about pina coladas because that's
yes.
also about mistaken ideas.
Strong.
This one is Consolation Prize by Orange Juice.
And I feel like the reasoning behind it is fairly ad hoc, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's a song about wishing someone was someone else.
Here we go.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.